You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What's going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Now, before we dive into the content and we're going to start dropping some value bombs, I wanted to ask you to please subscribe to this podcast. If you haven't done that already, it helps me and it helps you stay on top of all the new episodes that we release every single week. Also, if you haven't, please share this podcast with your friends. It's important because if you're on the rise, you want your friends to be on the same page as you are. You don't want them to slow you down, but most importantly, you want to help your circle grow with you. All right, so let's get started.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. For today's interview series episode, I'm here with Ayman Zahabi. Ayman is a Canadian mixed martial artist. He competes in the bantamweight division in the Ultimate Fighting Championship. Before joining the UFC, Ayman amassed a record of 6-0 with all his wins coming by first round stoppages. Please help me in welcoming a true modern day warrior. Ayman, how you doing, brother?
Great, man. Thank you for having me on the show.
No worries. I'm super excited to have you here today. I generally work with entrepreneurs, but today, I mean, like, I really needed to speak to you because honestly, your story is so cool. Listen, before we get started and we get into the questions, I always ask my guests to talk about themselves and how they got started. So how did it all get started for you?
Well, I started training martial arts because my dad always wanted his sons to be able to defend themselves in case something would happen at school or in the street or whatever. So when we were young, I put my brothers in like karate and things like that. And when I was going to high school, my dad told my brothers, take him with you so he can be ready for high school in case somebody wants to pick on him. So I started in martial arts more for like, you know, not to get bullied and stuff like that. And then I started getting really good at it. And then I started coaching professional fighters. And I was like, you know what, maybe I can do this too. So then I started fighting.
That's super cool, man. Honestly, it's amazing. Listen, as I told you, like, I generally interview entrepreneurs, and we know in our world that to do great things, we got to get out of our comfort zone. But you really take that principle to a whole new level. So I'm very curious to understand, you know, your relationship with pain and discomfort, how it is and how you overcome all that.
So what's good about martial arts is it's all about self-reflection. So if you can't look at yourself and talk about your weaknesses and focus on what you're not good at, you're going to get, you know, smashed in practice. And if you go to competition, you're going to lose pretty badly. You know, you have to be able to self-reflect. So even though it hurts or, you know, training is getting hard or you're losing, you have to try to figure out why am I losing and how can I make a change to continue to improve so that it doesn't happen again, you know? And, you know, my career, like from 15 years old till my last two fights, I hadn't lost any fights. Mm-hmm. And my first loss came when I was trying to finish the guy. Like, it was the third round. I was all over him. Like, the first two rounds, he couldn't hurt me. So I was like, that's it. I've got his number. I'm going to finish him. But I went so reckless trying to put him away that I left an opening because I got blinded with thinking, like, becoming arrogant in the fight, you know?
He threw
a super low percentage strike, but I was so past my control that I didn't see it coming and hit me with a shot and put me out, you know? So it was like devastating. I had never gone down before. And then I learned from that mistake, and, you know, I went to the gym and we talked about it. I watched the fight a million times, make sure it never happens again. And then my fight right after, I actually made another mistake where I went too passive. So, like, I won round one, and then round two, I was okay. Round one was in the bag, and round two, like, I edged the guy out, and right at the end, I scored a takedown. So I thought, okay, I'm up two rounds. Round three, I'm going to chill. And I learned a very valuable lesson. Don't leave it to the judges, because I chilled round three and gave it to him. But the judges didn't give me round two. They gave me round one, but they didn't give me round two. And I thought for sure they were giving me the first two. So, like, my last two fights were a real eye-opener about a lot, you know? So it hurts to lose, And the only way to deal with it is to absorb it. Like, what did I do wrong? And I got to make sure I write it down and I focus on it. And how can I make sure it doesn't happen again? So now I'm preparing. Hopefully I'll be fighting, you know, December or January. And I had a lot to reflect on these last couple of losses. You know, like, I had years of success. Always, even when I win, I would look at how the guy scored any little thing. And I was always trying to take it away. And now I just have more self-reflection. Even though I'm in the big leagues, there's always more to work on. You know, you have to be humble at the end of the day.
100%. I agree with you 100%. And it's a super cool thing. I'm going to ask you something a bit more practical now. And like, I want to talk about schedule. So from a fighter perspective, from a, you know, just like in general, as an athlete in general, like, you probably train a lot. So how is your schedule like? How much do you train on a daily basis and so on and so forth?
Yeah. So like, let's say, for example, today we train from like noon to 2 o'clock, and then I'll train from 6:30 to about 8:30 at night. So like 4 hours a day. But before and after practices, I'm teaching privates. So like, I still do my skill work with my students on the side. So I've always got a lot more hours than just the training hours, you know. So I'm always putting in time for skill all the time. And then in between or after training, I do my fitness, either my conditioning, my cardio, or my weightlifting, or my gymnastics. So those will be outside of like my group practices with the team. So I'm looking at like, you know, 6-7 hours of training a day, you know.
Amazing.
And then on top of that, I watch tape. You know, I watch fights and I watch skill, other guys teaching moves. So just their mind is always working, because your body can only do so much. You know, physically, you can only work a few hours in a day. But your mind, you can do a lot more. So it's a lot more about mental reps too.
This episode is brought to you by Phoenix Planner at phoenixplanner.com. I've been using the Phoenix Planner for 3 months now, and as soon as I started using it, I dropped every other productivity tool I was using. The Phoenix Planner lets me set my 3 to 5 year goal, then it breaks that down into a yearly one. Now, once the big picture is complete, it makes you set 4 quarterly goals, and that's when the real planning starts. Phoenix Planner allows you to schedule weekly, daily, and monthly tasks. It has a monitoring system for tracking your habits, and it works as a journal too. On the daily pages, you can write down your focus and what you're grateful for. Now, remember that gratitude is the key to keeping yourself grounded and in control every day. There are also slots for rating your performance and giving yourself feedback. In a nutshell, the Phoenix Planner is the ultimate planner if you want to take your life and business to the next level. Visit phoenixplanner.com to get 20% off your order. Apply the code PHOENIXDEN at checkout. That is PHOENIXDEN for 20% off your order. And now let's get back to the episode.
That's amazing. Honestly, I kind of knew that was that way, but like, the way you explained it, it just makes so much sense, because once you are there fighting, it's just, as you said, it's about the experience that you were able to even get with what you watched and what you've learned by not simply getting out there and fighting and training. Listen, another thing that I want to ask you, most entrepreneurs have, you know, to keep focused. In your case, what are some things that you do to stay in the zone every single day? Because I'm sure that some days you wake up, you kind of, you know, kind of feel down or kind of whatever. So what do you generally do to make sure that you're always focused and always with that positive mindset of growth mindset, right? Like, I'm going to get better.
Yeah, the growth mindset is everything, of course. So, you know, there's an old Japanese saying about, you just have to make sure that every day you get 1% better. Every day, all you need is that 1% a day. Every day, 1%, it's gonna compound. It's gonna increase your overall skill. So don't set the bar too high. You know, like, I don't want to jump 5 levels every day. I just need to make that 1% a day. You know, and as long as I tackle that 1%, it gets me going. It kickstarts the day, and I know that, you know, I know I'm gonna hit that 1%. You know, there's a good book on habit, and it talks about, like, if you want to start training, start with like a really small habit. So let's say, I want to start doing push-ups every day. I'm going to start with 2. When you wake up in the morning, you get down to do 2 push-ups. You're so embarrassed that you're doing 2 push-ups. You're going to knock out 10. you know? So that's kind of the idea. Every day I wake up and I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to get a little bit better today. And if I get more, if I get better than 1%, it's perfect.
That's super true. Awesome. Great point, man. Yeah. Listen, let's talk about family. Let's talk about, because I've seen on in your Instagram that you have a wonderful family, kids. Yeah. How many kids? You have two kids? You have two?
I got two kids, man. I get hit a home run.
Oh, there you go, man. That's amazing. So your pictures with them are great. With your family are great. So let me ask you, right? Like, how do you balance your fighting career with your family life? Like, is there like a secret sauce that you got, or like you try to do your best?
The secret sauce is know everything about your wife. You got to know her like the back of your hand, man. I know better than she knows herself, man. That's 100% true. Sure. I'll call her up right now, prove it to you, whatever you need. No, but I make a lot of time for her, man. I make a lot of time for her, and I'm very involved in my kids' life and my wife's life. Like every day, I wake up in the morning, we have breakfast, take the kids to daycare together. She goes to work, I go to the gym. And throughout the day, I call her, see how she's doing. When she picks up the kids, I'm at the gym, but I'll call her, ask her how their day went. You always got to keep tabs. You always got to make sure they know that you're there. You're there. You're their like support net, you know? No matter what happens, you're in the picture. You're always ready to catch them if there's anything. Not that there's everything, not that there's something every day, but I'm always around, you know?
No,
and on the weekends when I'm with them, we have fun, you know? We go do whatever. We go visit family. We go to do whatever activity. I'm always with them 100% on the weekend.
That's amazing, man. That's awesome. That's awesome. Listen, let me ask you another question about your current situation, or when you first started, actually. Did you get any resistance? You told me that your father was actually the one that introduced you to this, so I'm sure that your family was okay with it. But, like, for example, for entrepreneurs, they may, you know, like, want to open a business, and they forget to go to school. They decide, okay, I'm going to quit college, or I'm going to quit doing what I'm doing to pursue my dream. So did you get any resistance from family, friends, or people around you? And if you did, how did you deal with that resistance and make sure that you were following your path no matter what people around thought about it?
Yeah, man, of course, because I was in McGill, actually. I got to McGill for accounting, and I was studying in university. And then I was like, man, I can't do both. Because when I started my first semester, you know, I took 5 core classes. I got good grades, had a good GPA. But then, like, my brother had taken over the gym, and we had so many pro fighters, he couldn't be at two places at once. So sometimes he would fly out to one country, I would go to another country to corner fighters and this and that. And, like, I couldn't do my homework. And, you know, so then I was like, you know, I told my brother, like, let's have a meeting. So I met with Faraz, and I'm like, I'm going to quit school. He's like, this is the best idea you've ever had.
Definitely he liked it, eh? How people are home.
He loved it, man.
Yeah, he did. But how people around you, was everybody happy about it, or did you get some?
Everyone else didn't love it. Everyone else didn't love it at first, you know. My parents, you know, they weren't sure, because it's not like a safe route. It's like being an accountant, you know, you're gonna get a job. Everybody always needs accountants. Everyone needs a CPA. Yeah. Everyone needs that, you know. So like, they preferred. I think at the time, I would stay in there. But you know, me and my brother, we worked really hard at it, and you know, we started making money, and the gym started being successful, and the guys started being successful, and money started coming in, and we were able to survive off it. So, you know, they let me take the risk, because, you know, my dad in the end said, if you're going to take a risk, take it in your 20s. So I did. And then, you know, now I'm a professional fighter in the UFC. It's going pretty good.
That's amazing. Going pretty good.
Plus, I can always go back to school. University is not going anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. And this way, I always say, even like with business, right? If someone starts a business and it doesn't work out for them, I mean, like, it's not like it's the end of the world. It's not like 1950s where people, you know, start doing something, but by the time they're 30, their life ends. I mean, like, things right now, you can do whatever you want, whenever you want it, really.
And I read all the time. I'm trying to stay in touch with books, you know, like I get audiobooks all the time, and I'm trying to still educate myself outside of school. You know, but more about like philosophy and you know, actually about, you know, nutrition and fitness. There are a lot of books on that kind of thing.
100%. Cool. Yeah. Listen, what are your plans for the future? So you said that right now, you know, like you're basically collecting your thoughts for the past couple of fights you had. Now you're going to go forward with one, hopefully by the end of this year, you said. So any big fights ahead of you, how you're planning for them, and what about after that fight? Are you planning to progress in this field, or what?
Yeah. Listen, I want to keep fighting. I gave myself, like, when I started, that 37 was going to be my last year when I turned 37. So I got 5 years to go. So I'm just going to keep pushing, you know. Like, now I've been making that sacrifice to drive down to New York and train with the Hensel Gracie Academy. These guys are the best in the world at BJJ. Mm-hmm. So I really wanted to focus on that. So, like, I make the trip every month. Actually, for my last fight, I drove to New York 11 times in 3 months. And I would drive there on Sunday, train 3 times on Monday, and then drive back Monday night. Then I'd finish my week here and then drive back on Sunday every week until the fight. And I'm just going to keep training there and just, like, really round out my game so I can be a complete fighter. And then once I retire from fighting, I would like to, you know, open another TriStar and, you know, train people in martial arts and also, like, help people lose weight, get in shape and fitness, and bank on all the knowledge I've been, you know, putting together the last few years.
That's super cool, man. Honestly, very, very, very cool story. Very inspiring. And I do want to thank you for being here today. I wanted to ask you before you go, where can people find you? Where can people connect with you and really follow your journey?
Yeah, thanks. I'm on Instagram. You can look me up, Ayman Zahabi, on Instagram. Like, I don't go much on my Facebook and Twitter, but you'll see me a lot on Instagram. So if you guys want to follow me on Instagram, it would be great.
All right, perfect. That's amazing, man. So thank you so much for being here today. And we'll look forward to having you back after the fight to talk a bit more.
Yeah, of course, man. You know, we should do one right before and right after the fight. It'd be great.
All right, awesome, man. Thank you. Have a good one, man. All right, bye.
And this is it for today, Game Changers. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe to the podcast and you will be the very first person to know when we release new episodes. Also, do not forget to leave a review. It literally takes a minute. It makes my day brighter. And if you send me a screenshot for a limited time on Instagram or by email, you will get a free 15-minute coaching call worth $50. Thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next episode.